To the editor. I do not know why people are so surprised that Council for the Township of Ignis voted to be a willing host community for the nuclear waste repository during their last council meeting. Believe it or not, this is actually old news resurfacing with a different face. In an article published on May 3, titled, Nuclear Waste Compensation Numbers Raise Eyebrows, the public has been alerted about the alluring inducements that NWMO has made to the final two potential host communities, South Bruce and Ignis. For those who missed the article, here are two notable paragraphs stated in it. 1. If the Township of Ignis declares itself not willing, the exit payment would be $5 million. 2. If South Bruce is willing but not selected, it is to receive $8 million. Ignis would receive the same amount if willing but not selected. Therefore, how can it be surprising to readers that Council for the Township of Ignis would remain in the selection process? It is not surprising, it was predictable. You can thank NWMO for their part for instigating the aggravation imposed onto other residents and non-residents alike. Whether or not Ignis is selected as a host community, they just have to remain in the selection pool until December 31, 2024, or when NWMO selects a host community. Once Ignis and South Bruce agree to remain in the selection process, they will receive an additional cool $3 million once a host site has been selected. Not bad compensation for continuing to create aggravation onto others. What does this say for the moral nature of these councils? I wonder if the roles were reversed with respect to communities having to place bids to be a host community, rather than receiving compensation, would they be as eager to become the host community? After all, the selected community would gain much financial benefit from NWMO, increased municipal revenues from building and site contractors, housing and municipal developments, infrastructure, sales and services of all sorts. Instead, these potential host communities got rewarded to remain in the running. Is this the proper way of doing business? I do not believe so. I believe that NWMO got it wrong right from the beginning. Ed Dunnell, Manitouwidge.